why water baptism, part 18. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe an inquiry about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, or have a question, please contact us at 0722-367-124. That's on the International Plus 27 code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, why water baptism, you are very, very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part 1 and start from part 1, because you have already missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to also subscribe to the channel, please, to be able to receive all the different notifications of all the other studies that we are busy with. Please share this link with your friends and family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and paper. Then it is very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, or the Seventh-day Adventists, or the Jehovah Witnesses. We are not part of any group, church, denomination, or organization in the world. We are not part of them. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world by way of the internet. We are mainly using the ancient Sacred Name Bible according to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, translated by Dr. Joseph Leon Rottenham in 1860. This is one of the oldest English stroke Hebrew Bibles you will ever lay your hands on, which I profanus has got a couple of copies left. According to this ancient original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim Hashim. The name of the Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We are not Christians. We don't refer to ourselves as Christians. We are Yahvists, according to 1 Peter 4, verse 16 in the Restoration Bible. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust that this study this morning will be a real blessing unto you. Why water baptism? That's a question. Spiritual funeral. We are still looking at this spiritual funeral which Apostle Paul explaining to us. Says in verse 3, and we were still busy with it yesterday morning, we didn't conclude. Know ye not, it's actually something we were supposed to know, that so many of us who are immersed, or baptized, if you wish, into Yahushua were immersed into his death. We were what? We were immersed into his death. The moment that we immerse people, this becomes a spiritual funeral. First of all, you don't immerse people, or you don't bury people that's alive. That's actually, I don't want to say immerse, I want to say bury. We don't bury people that's alive. We only bury people who have died. Am I right? Yes. So why do you immerse people that's still alive then? Well, it's very easily. It's all figurative speech. It's a figurative action with a very special spiritual meaning, showing outwards what has happened inwards, not inwards. The moment that I come to repentance and I accept the blood of Yahushua, I become a dead person. I die for the sins that I've been living in. You will lead me to Yahushua. The moment that I accept His redemption blood, and I realize that I've been cleansed by His blood, and saved by His blood, I die. I'm not going to fall down and lay on the ground, but spiritually I'm dying for the things I used to do. There was a chorus that we sang many, many years ago. Glad day when I was born again. It was a glad day when I was born again. The things I used to do, I do them no more. It was a glad day when I was born again. Hallelujah. Why? Because I died for my old sinful ways. I did not want to participate in it anymore. So what does he say? That do you not know ye not? That so many of us who were immersed, so the moment that we are immersed into Yahushua, we are immersed into His death. Romans 6 verse 3. A person that dies, do you let him lie on the ground and rot there? Or do you bury him? And nowadays we're talking about a hole in the ground where the corpse and the coffin will be put in and closed up with sand. Yes, we bury people that died. So what happens when I am immersed? I'm a sinful person, you lead me to Yahushua, I'm going to bury, or you're going to bury me in a water grave. It can be a river, it can be a stream, it can be a swimming pool, it can be a baptism, or call it a baptism bath. It can be anyways, where I will be put to bury. The old man of sin will be buried in Yahushua. That's what he said. We were immersed, who were immersed? Were immersed into His death. So the moment that I'm immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of my sin, not Matthew 28:19, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because Father and Son and Holy Spirit is not names, they are titles. But Yahushua is the name upon every other name. Yahushua told His disciples, go and immerse in My name. The name of, He has inherited the name of His Father, Yahushua, and the Ruach. So once I immerse anybody in the name of Yahushua to the remission of his sins, he's immersed not in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when nobody in the 1611 King James Bible has ever been immersed in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Is that well understood? So the moment that we are immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of my sin, what do? I grow equal with Yahushua in His death. Now, if you look at the scripture in your Bible, we will see that there's a misprint again. He says, know ye not that so many of us who were immersed into Yahushua were immersed into His death. That He should be a capital H. Make it a capital H. His death. Who is He? Yahushua. That's the one we were talking about. You see again now, the Roman Catholic Church, through Bible translation, has tried to degrade Yahushua, to write his title, His, with a small H. But wherever they write the name of Satan in the 16th King James Bible, it's a capital S. Capital S. Actually, I spoke to the Bible Society of South Africa 2012, and I asked them, with this new Bible translation in Afrikaans, where you want to write the name of Yahushua with small letters, Jesus Christ actually, with small letters in the Messianic prophecies, will you also write the name of Satan with small letters? They told today they never even answered me. They never answered me. They won't. They won't. So what happens? For as many as you are immersed into his death. So when we are immersed, we become part of Yahushua as he was laid to rest, rose, and lived forevermore. We are laid to rest, the old person of sin. I will appear from the water grave, a new person, the old man of sin, the old lady of sin, has been buried with Yahushua. And that's why you can't immerse babies. That's why you can't immerse babies. Because they can't repent. Because Mark 16 verse 16 says, he that believeth and are baptized, immersed, will be saved. He that believeth and are baptized. Can a baby believe? Can a small baby believe? Can a young baby believe? Can a young baby believe? They can't believe. See, how can you immerse him? Oh, the death, the sins of the third and fourth generation sin. Bloodline sins. There's nothing like bloodline sins. Those curses have been broken on the cross of Yahushua. Everyone has to carry his own sin. But children, small children, especially babies, don't have sin. They don't carry sin. They can't repent. The Bible says, repent and be immersed. He that believeth and are immersed. Babies and young children can't do one of those things. That's why it's ridiculous. It's unscriptural. But it's according to the Roman Catholic principles of immersing or baptizing children in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So what happened? We were immersed and we become equal in Yahushua through baptism or immersing in his death. Now when he died and he was buried, did he remain buried? No, 3 days and three nights. He stood up. He appeared from Hades. 3 days and three nights. Now verse 60, therefore we are buried. We, every one of us, are buried with him. Look at the him, small letter, make it a capital letter. By immersing into death. Therefore we are buried with him. By immersing into, we can't just say by immersing into death. That's your should say, by immersing into his death. We are not immersed in anybody's death. It's his death. I will go even one further and says, Yahushua's death. Because we acknowledge him by the name. It's the name that makes the difference. And we are people of the name. We are not ashamed that we are Yahushua. We stand in the glorified name of Yahushua, the name above heaven and earth, the name by which man shall be saved. Even the man on the cross got saved by calling upon the name of Yahushua. Therefore, verse 6, we, who? That is the bride of Yahushua. Therefore, we are buried with him, that him, capital letter, by baptism into his death. That like as Yahushua was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father. That glory to me is a capital G. The glory of the Father. Hallelujah. Do you realize what it means to say that I glorify the name of Yahweh, our Elohim, the Father of Yahushua, the creator of heaven and earth, that just spoke the word and everything was in existence? Don't you think that glory should also be a capital G? It sounds like I'm crazy with the capital letters, but it's got meaning. A capital letter has meaning. That's why your name, everybody's name, starts with a capital letter. And every position or title has a capital letter. So to me, glory, especially the Father's glory, you can't get any better than the Father's glory. The Father is Yahweh, the Father of Yahushua's glory. As like as Yahushua was raised from the dead by the glory, that's actually the power. The glory in brackets, the power. The power of his Father. The same power that he spoke. He spoke the word. And there were the lights. The sun, the moon, the stars. He spoke the whole Genesis 1 into existence. Not using his hands once. Or word. And we have the privilege of walking with him through grace. That like as Yahushua was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father, even so we as part of the bride of Yahushua, should always walk in newness of life. Now I'm not going to stop here. I'm going to stop here. But tomorrow morning I'm coming back to verse 4. Because there's something I need to say of this newness of life. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.